We all know when we go on a joint call, whether it's law enforcement or fire, and it's a huge multi-agency assist, you can tell who's gonna be ahead.
Yeah.
You know? Especially in those wildland fires, you can tell a city firefighter versus a wildland firefighter. You just can't.
Last week we had to have I got to have a good conversation with Will Brenza. He's recently started Virtue Sports Performance and Nutrition. See, I got it right that time. He needs to shorten the name. I think I'll have a talk with him about that. We'll just call it Virtue. Anyway, he started that, and it's pretty awesome because he is going to be providing free workout programming for law enforcement, right? And a lot of other resources on there. And I know, Mike, we've talked in the past about, you know, free versus paid and the motivation to actually do the workout when it's paid and that kind of stuff. But, you know, Will's heart's in a pretty awesome place here, wanting to provide for his fellow law enforcement. So hopefully with Thin Line Believers, we can motivate some folks to, you know, do this workout. And if you're watching the video, that's so that you look more like, you know, these guys over here and less like this guy with that soft underbelly right there. Anyway, I got a verse here, Mike, and this is your go-to, and then I'll let you pray if you'd like.
Sure.
1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Go ahead.
Lord, we pray, we do ask that, Lord, you would just be with us as we talk and share, Lord, and those that are watching and listening. Ask that, Lord, they would be able to glean something off of this, Lord God. And we just ask that, Lord, you would just have your hand and a hedge of protection around those that wear the uniform, both in the police and fire. Lord, dispatchers and deputies, firefighters, Lord, soldiers, nurses, Lord, we just ask that you would just have your hands of protection upon us, Lord God, as get suited up, Lord, to go out. And Lord, sometimes we're going to come in contact with diseases. We're going to come in contact with individuals that have diseases, Lord, and or individuals that have ulterior motives, Lord, to take us out. So we just ask that you would just have your hands upon Adam and I as we talk, and as we talk about health and fitness, Lord, and the badge. We ask that, Lord, you would give us discernment and wisdom, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And real quick, I want to read the next verse here, because this is a reminder to me constantly, not so much because of fitness stuff, because I'm no specimen, but it's more of a reminder of who I am positionally in Christ. Okay. It says, for you were bought at a price. Mm-hmm. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I don't know that there's a better verse to as a reminder to me that the price that was paid for me, and this is why we keep doing what we do. So that being said, Mike, I wanted to talk about the why this week. You know, Will and I talked a lot about numbers with law enforcement, and, you know, we talked a lot about the negative stuff. And I want to talk to you about why, because a little bit about your background. I'll let you go into this a little bit deeper, but I know that you have, you know, provided some fitness training and that kind of thing for pastors. You know, you're a certified personal trainer, so this is nothing new to you. But I kind of was hoping that you would discuss why. You know, why should we take care of something that's temporal? You know, why wouldn't we devote that time to the spiritual one? and just, you know, say, you know, whatever with the physical. I mean, was it Spurgeon that was a big old, he was not a small fella, right? So.
No, you know, let me preface this before we start by saying I was not necessarily in the physical shape that I am in today or in the years past, you know. I've been through that series of, you know, being well-rounded. And so, you know, when I joke around with friends, I'm like, man, you fat. I say that because I've been one, but I'm not skinny. I'm in the middle, you know. I definitely don't have a dad bod, I don't think, per se.
Well, I'm on the same page, man. I was scrolling pictures the other day, and when I came out of Detectives, I was fluffy, man. Mm-hmm. I was fluffy. It was way too much time surveillance and in front of a computer, and so I feel you.
Well, you know, we see all the police memes, you know, what the recruits look like in the academy, and then what the rookies look like. Then you got some time under your belt, less patrol. Then once you get to the detectives, that means your waistband's expanding.
Yeah.
It's just part of life, you know. Same thing on the fire service, you know. All the firefighters are all fit, and you become an engineer so that you don't have to hump hose anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, you look at all the engineers, they barely can, you know, buckle their turnout, you know, pants. And so
I'm gonna make sure that I keep that hump hose comment in context there. I won't put that at the beginning of the episode.
You know, the firefighters know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know, hose draggers, as you cops call us. Yeah. But you know, honestly, I can honestly say I've done both, you know, and even, you know, even as me, as a, you know, as a full-time pastor, I'm embarrassed in the pastoral community, how out of shape the pastors are, you know, and you ask me why, you know, there's several reasons why you should maintain health. First and foremost, as you just read in verse 20, because for God. Why? Because God created our bodies so that we could be used by God. You know, that we would, you know, God calls us vessels, right? He even says that the women are the weaker vessel, you know, not in a derogatory way, but just a weaker vessel, you know. It's like right now, cancel culture is saying that men can't just have men's sports, so they got to allow the transgender people in it. Well, what it is doing is it's ruining women's sports, period. You know, and there's a reason why God created man and women. Having said that, our bodies are vessels. And the question has to be asked of that person. And I ask you as an individual that's listening to this or watching this, can you honestly say that my vessel, my body is bringing glory to God? My body is being used for his purpose and for his glory. And so the number one why is the Lord. Underneath that, there are fundamental things that I, you know, for me, keep in mind. Faith, which is God, family, fitness, and food, you know. And those kind of all intertwine. And at the, I can add a fifth, fun. You got to have fun, right? You know, we talked last week just on the phone, you and I, you telling me you're psychotic for loving running all of a sudden. You hate running, but you enjoy running.
I don't know that I'd say love, but okay, go on.
Okay. You know, a like, you know, you have a like for it because there's, you've experience the endorphins and the energy that comes from it, whatever it might be, you know. And so I've been in that place where you're so big that you can't do a lot of stuff, you know. So when I was younger, when I was chunky and I decided to go into bodybuilding, and I was bodybuilding and lifting a lot, I was, I think at one point, 255 pounds. I was, you know, a thick little, you know, Asian ball.
255, you know? How tall are you?
5'10".
Oh, yeah, that's...
You know, and hey, my thighs was well-rounded. Let me put it this way. I didn't look like a stop sign, though. Or, you know, a lot of these guys in the gym where they look like a lollipop, you know, huge upper bodies and they got chicken legs, right? But I've been there where you're, you know, because when I wasn't lifting certain parts of that season and I was just chunky, life wasn't pleasantful, you know. I couldn't surf. And if I did, I would be out of breath. You know, I couldn't really mountain bike because I would just suck wind. And so I got to the point where I had to make a conscious decision where is my body being, you know, number one, is it bringing glory to God? And is God using my body for his glory? And so because I was already in the ministry, I had to kind of think, I'm like, okay, I got to be able to use my body for ministry's sake. So for example, when I went to Israel with the church group, and this is a church setting, and I'll apply it to both fire and police, you know, first responders. When I went to Israel, there was a group of people that could not do a simple walk around, you know, Caesarea. There was a group of people that couldn't walk just around the Sea of Galilee because they were out of shape. Okay. And I'm not saying this to be mean, but I am saying, I'm like, you knew you were going to go to Israel a year before that. You could have done something about it. Right. It's like guys and girls that want to go to a fire police academy. You knew you're going to the academy. You should have been preparing for that. Right. And so I think the value, you know, Simon Sinek wrote that book, Know Your Why. Why am I doing this? So I can't force anybody's, my reasons of why you should stay fit. I work out because I enjoy it. I love the feeling of after good workout, a good sweat, the exhaustion, the weakness of just going through that hardship. And so, and having said that, in Israel, there was different groups that was going on different parts of the tours because there is a group that can handle the walking. There is a mediocre group that can handle some of the walking. And there was a group that stayed around the hotel because they couldn't do the walking. You know, and so to know our why, I think it's critical because that's a driving force, right? People always say, you know, motivational speeches are stupid, you know, it's useless. Well, the other thing that we have to consider is the fact that, well, why do we shower every day? But we shower every day. Why do we brush our teeth every day? We brush our teeth every day. And so why not take care of our health, you know? And it's like Zig Ziglar said, you know, you are who you are and you are where you are for what you put into your mind. And so if we change our mindset about fitness and health, instead of looking at it as a negative, look at it as the positive on the outcome, right? And so, you know, in the police fire industry, we get certs for everything, right? Firearms instructor, you know, you got the armor bearer instructor cert, you got the taser cert, you got the mace cert, you got this cert and that cert, you know, breaching cert. You know, high-rise hose pack cert, you know, CPR cert, all the certs. But yet when it comes to our health, there really isn't a cert. And I think that's something that departments should invest in. Have a handful of people get all kinds of different health certs so that they can pass that information along unto the members, you know. And like the scripture that you read is one of the primary verses that I share with a lot of pastors, a lot of Christian cops, Christian firefighters. Our bodies is not ours. You know, it's been bought with the blood. So having said that, if it's been bought by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, one has to ask themselves, was Jesus Christ lazy? Right?
Well, I think this is something that wasn't touched on a whole lot in the Bible, because people had to walk to get everywhere. I mean, if you couldn't, you know, the ones that couldn't walk, right? He ended up by the pool of Siloam or whatever it was called, you know, because you had to be physically active. And I don't think that they even thought about it back then.
Not to get into all the nuances of the Israeli diet, but in the Old Testament, there was, you know, dietary restrictions, right? Eat this, don't eat this, eat that, don't eat that, blah, 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 right? There's Daniel's diet where they fasted and didn't eat of the king's delicacy of his day, right? You know, is that for us today? You know, contextually, you know, when people say, well, you know, we should eat by the Daniel's diet, I was like, well, no, God told Peter, kill and eat. You know, God didn't say dig it up out of the ground, you know.
Yeah.
So
after Noah, that he said, okay, now you can go and eat these critters, right? Before that, everybody was vegetarian.
You know, so I think they're, you know, I used to have a website called Pagan Nutrition. And it was a play on words for paleo plus vegan, you know, and I still, you know, have that philosophy in my head. I go, I think you should be able to eat a good steak, right? And that's not like deep fried at a carnival. And then all at the same time, eat good vegetables that God created that wasn't mass produced with, you know, all these pesticides, you know. And I'm not going to get into the nutritional side of it with the whole paleo, vegan, all that, because that's a whole nother topic. But for us as a first responder, you know, we all know and we all work with individuals that are not fit for duty. You know, unfortunately, I know commanders have had the talk of, hey, we need to talk. You know, or during a fitness evaluation test, you know, we have standards that we set up, markers, so that you could, you know, have the bare minimum. I think the CrossFit industry significantly has helped first responders when it comes to physical fitness, you know, and then other departments have taken standards and even raised them even higher so that they can have elite members in their department, you know. And when we all know, when we go on a joint call, whether it's law enforcement or fire, and it's a huge multi-agency assist, you can tell who's gonna be ahead.
Yeah.
You know, especially in those wildland fires, you can tell a city firefighter versus a wildland firefighter. You just can't. They're just, you know, they're mountain goats. You know, wildland firefighters are mountain goats that are just out there humping the hills, and they can do that for miles and miles, hours upon day. You take a city firefighter, hence, you know, concrete, you got the concrete jungle, and you put us out in the wilderness, it's going to be different for us.
Yeah.
You know, because we're, you know, it's a different beast. And so, you know, same thing with, you know, when I was a cop in Colorado, I work with some guys that are just beast athletes, like running ultra marathons, climbing every single 14er in Colorado, you know, and doing this in, you know, unthinkable altitude. I'm like, no, yeah, you guys can do that, you know. But, and then you still have those even in Colorado in that great weather and climate and stuff that are just, nah, I'm lazy. We have tasers. I'm not going to chase the suspect. I'll just call on the radio. Suspect ran, you know, and there's YouTube videos all the time of cops that can't chase a suspect because, you know, they're out of shape, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and I think another reason of the why, you know, speaking of this department I used to work for, the one thing that I've gained from, you know, LA City Fire in their drill deck, and almost every single station has it in their garage, it says train as if your life depends on it, because it does. And there's a YouTube video out there, and it's entitled that, train as if your life depends on it, because it does. And it goes to an LA City Fire video. And it's a huge, huge commercial fire. And it's one of those dream fires that every firefighter would dream of going to. It's a boomer, you know? And in those fires, it really shows your true colors, whether you're in shape or not. And so, you know, for those of you that are listening and, you know, you're a firefighter or a cop, take time and take fitness seriously, you know, because it not only does your life depend on it, it also, you know, you're depending on your partner's lives, you know, and we have to keep that in mind. I see it as an important value because, number one, as a husband and as a father, I want to be physically active and healthy for them. You know, I don't want to be one of those guys, oh, I'm too tired, I want to sleep in, I want to work, I want to stay home. And there are days for that. But for the most part, you know, you want to be able to go on a family vacation, maybe to Disneyland, and walk freaking 16 hours, you know, because why? You love your family and you get it done, you know? And if you don't, well, you need to train as if your life depends on it. And
I'm distracted by that video you talked about.
Are you looking it up?
It's playing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladder truck swinging around.
Yeah. Big fire, you know, that, you know, as much as there are some things I didn't like about LA City Fire, the one thing I do appreciate of those guys is, you know, there's other stuff on there at the department that just needs to change. But the one thing that I'm telling you that those guys did is they took fire fitness seriously, you know, and, you know, working out wasn't enough at some of the stations I was at. You did your workout on top of your physical training that day, you know, and it's that's something that I just enjoyed, you know. I enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed the pain. You know, like that saying, you know, embrace the suck. Yeah. You know, embrace the pain. It's like you get to that point, you're just like, you know, that where's that saying? I don't know who said it. I don't know if it was my dad or somebody. It's like, you know, be comfortable at being uncomfortable, you know. And I mean, I'm sure when you were at the academy and there's some, you know, academies worldwide is different, but there are some academies that set themselves apart because they're a little nutty. Like I know Alaska State Troopers, their academy is a little,
you know. Yeah. I work with a lateral that started at Alaska. Yeah.
And, you know, LA City is one of those, man. I started out with 100 and something in my academy and we graduated with 30, mm-hmm. You know, because they took the fitness side of the fire aspect seriously. If you could not throw a wooden ladder by yourself on one of the ladder throws, you're done. There's no ands, ifs, or buts, you know. I don't know if things have changed since I went through it, but, you know, I knew, I'm like, you could stand there, you know, at the ready. You're like, she's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. They're just not going to make it because they're just not physically ready. You know, but I mean, I'm sure you've known guys that failed out of the academy because they weren't physically ready. They needed that failure to kick them in the rear end to get physically fit so that they can reapply and get back in because they want to be a trooper or a cop or a fighter so bad, right? And that's their why. The problem is, I think we get lost or we lose the why as our career goes along. You know, in the beginning of our career, the why is I want to be this.
Yeah.
And now that I got the badge, you're like, I'm in the union. I'm good. I pay my union dues. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
The why changes when you get married. So then now, okay, I want to stay active and physically fit for my spouse or my kids, right? But if I can revert back to, or let's circle back.
Oh, geez.
circle back. To if your why is I'm doing this for God's glory, then it encompasses everything else. Because, you know, Jesus says in John 8:29, for I do always those things that please the Father. So one has to ask, if I stay lazy, if I stay inactive as an officer, as a firefighter, as a soldier, will that please the Lord? Only that individual can answer that, right? And I think sometimes we forget as a believer, you know, I'm not talking about people that have actual genuine physical health, you know, complications or whatever you want to call it.
Or limitations anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I get it. I've had shoulder surgery. I've had knee surgery. I've had multiple injuries, but I still don't use those as excuses not to stay active. I just don't do pull-ups and kipping pull-ups anymore because it tears up my shoulder surgery. You know, so I'm limited in that, you know, but you get me a 100-pound kettlebell, I'll swing that thing. Mm-hmm. No problem. You know, I can stick with deadlifts. I just don't do pull-ups anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
With my shoulders, I can't do as many push-ups like I used to. So I've modified it and I've done other push exercises that doesn't impinge my shoulder. You know, with my knee surgery, I was limited for a long time because it was so tight after my surgery that I couldn't do squats and lunges. Well, now as I'm getting older and as I've restudied some of my certifications, I realize the squat is not the most important movement per se, but the lunge, you know, and especially lateral lunges, you know. So I've been doing more Cossack lunges. I've been doing, you know, the TRX assisted like side lunge, so that I can get into different angles. So, you know,
what you're saying is you don't have to be a world-class CrossFit athlete in order to do what we're talking about. You just have to stay active, right?
Yeah. You know, and in the CrossFit community, you and I both know they have what's called scaling, right?
Yeah.
And I think we have to scale to what we need to do, you know?
We can't talk CrossFit too much because it makes Renzo laugh at us. So.
Well, he's not a CrossFitter, I don't think.
No, he is.
Oh, like, is he?
He's like level 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, he laughs down at us when we talk CrossFit.
You know, and I'm just like, whatever. So I sat under, I call him coach, but his name is John Hines. He was the personal trainer to Tony Robbins, to Woody Harrelson for that movie White Man Can't Jump. He was probably one of the few white guys back in the day to dunk when a lot of white guys couldn't, you know, the guy could ball, you know. And so he comes from the fitness industry and he's very natural about it. You know, he was one of the original, you know, kettlebell guys when Pavel, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. So, Pavel Selenio, I don't know whatever his Russian name is. You know, then you got Steve Maxwell. You got Mike Mahler. You got all these guys that were in the lead front of the kettlebell industry. You know, Steve Cotter is another one who started, International Kettlebell Foundation, you know, IKFF, I believe, whatever that is. But, you know, the one thing that CrossFit does well for their community is that they have a community that that instead of putting people down, they found a way to lift people up. Because if you go to most gyms today, 24 Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, and everything in between, you go to the gym, there are all a bunch of meatheads that are lifting to look at themselves. And then when they see an out of shape person on the treadmill, they just kind of like, chunky monkey, right? Well, I've been there, right? But the one thing that CrossFit has done well is community and that whole scaling aspect, right? If someone can't do a barbell snatch, right, they find a way to scale it for you. You know, and I think that's something that we need to apply into both fire, you know, fire and police, is to scale the fitness aspect of it. Because I have to admit, I've trained hundreds of people. CrossFit's not for everybody. You know, they don't have that like mentality of just, let's go in there, let's crush it. 15 minute MRAP, let's give our soul, let's give our lives for this, you know, and, you know, 21, 15, 9, let's just do it. When CrossFitters, you know, see that, they're like, yes, I get to torture myself. Some people don't see fitness that way.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and again, you know, that it's that whole mindset. And so the one thing I appreciate CrossFit that they have done well is scaling the exercise for the common person, you know, and scaling it in such a way it's for the average person as well, not just for, you know, the CrossFit games. And you know, if you look at most police and fire, they're in between that because it's a career fitness, right? So I think the lot of senior cops and senior firefighters has lost that drive, that discipline that they had in the academy, right? That focus. Because why? You were regimented. You slept, went to the academy, you found somehow to work out, right? You know, because in the academy you did your workout, but other guys that were serious about it still did some sort of strength training, not to lose muscle, not to lose. So, you know, that's a whole nother topic of it, but.
Yeah. And I think we'll get into that again once Virtue is actually up and running.
Yeah.
We'll have some regular chats about keeping yourself accountable, I guess.
And
specifics about training. So.
Well, and that's the thing is it's when you talk to an actual certified trainer, you know, let's say a client talks to you, and you hear them out, they are able to then kind of give you, well, first you want to assess their body, see what kind of injuries, health complications they have, and then provide a program where, you know, they, and this is where, and you know this, and I know this, and maybe some of the people that are listening to this podcast might need to rehear this again. You got to find that drive to embrace the suck and just do it, you know, even when you don't want to, you know, because how many times have you worked beyond your 8, 10, 12, 16 hour shift because you knew you had to get that done, you know? And this is where, let me use that word, commitment. You know, when you're committed to fitness and you make it a habit and you keep that habit going, you're going to see results, right? And that's, you know, I'm not a CrossFitter. I don't call myself one. You know, I'll steal some exercises, some movements, you know, from Wadwell or from Rich Froning, Matt Frazier, those guys. Because I have to scale stuff because of my shoulder, you know, and the reason why I stick with a lot of kettlebell stuff versus barbell is it's better on my shoulder girdle, you know, when anything that goes overhead. And so I have to scale some exercises, but I do love some of their rowing stuff. And so I'll steal their, you know, rowing workouts where you do so many for calories and then do all kinds of stupid amount of burpees. I've gotten to enjoy the fact that while I'm working out and some of the portion of the workout sucks, I'm sucking wind. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Like after this podcast, I'm going to go into the garage and work out. I'm probably going to want to feel like I'm going to throw up, but hey, then I know I'm pushing myself, you know? But the why as a believer, and if you're a believer in uniform, you shared on a key verse that I share with pastors is your bodies, bless you. Bodies.
Welcome.
It was a muted sneeze. Our bodies, Paul says, have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. And if that why is not enough, I don't know what else is. You know, for some people, they get cancer and they don't want to go on chemo. And that cancer scares them into that why and says, okay, I gotta start eating healthy. You know, other people, they go to the doctor's office. And I say this very respectfully, but sometimes doctor's officers will say, oh, your cholesterol's high or your blood pressure's high and you need to go on medication. That should scare you enough. I'm not listening to you and taking medication. I'm gonna eat better and work out and not go on medication. But the why has to be convicting enough from the Lord that my body is the Lord's. And I want to honor God with it, yeah. And if part of that is you lower your cholesterol, you lower your blood pressure, you lower or get rid of your medications and you're lowering your body, you know, weight size and whatnot, those are all pluses, right?
Yeah.
You're getting healthy, you're getting new clothes. Great. But the why has to be, I want to honor God with this, you know, and in that, you know, people that, you know, are ultra runners, they get to enjoy the outdoors like most people don't. People that are into cycling and mountain biking, they get to enjoy the outdoors and cover miles while enjoying the outdoors, right? And so in that, I think we have to kind of ask ourselves, okay, I want to honor the Lord with my body, you know, and you got to have each day. Okay. We're all going to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, unless you're intermittent fasting and then you eat so many calories in one meal. You know, there's a guy named Bill. I think it's Bill Maeda. He's on Instagram and he's this almost 60-year-old, you know, Hawaiian Japanese dude. The guy's ripped. And he shows this video. He goes, people have been asking me what I eat for the day. This is what I eat every day. Shows his meal. It's a loco moco. Basically, 2 hamburger patties, 4 eggs, 2 scoops of rice, you know, and a bunch of gravy. He goes, I eat this every morning, every day. Then I don't eat anything for the rest of the day and I have a light dinner. But that's his meal, you know, and the guy's like yoked. I was like, cool, that works for him, you know. And I mean, we could probably pull up hundreds of videos on YouTube of out of shape firefighters and out of shape cops, right? And if you're why, and if you're not a believer listening to this, if your why is not for your department and for your badge, then you have to really question why you're doing what you're doing, right? But as a believer and as a believer behind the badge, our why to stay healthy is for the Lord, right? And I mean, think about it. Think with me, when Paul was an apostle, he was Saul, right? And I believe in what, Acts chapter 7, 8, 9, when Saul's like, I'm going to destroy the church. I'm going to go door to door knocking, hunting down Christians, right? That was Paul, right? He was Saul of Tarsus until he had a conversion. But that guy had a drive to destroy the church. As soon as he met Jesus Christ, he no longer had the drive to destroy the church, but to build a church for the Lord. And, you know, and he's the one that no longer is he probably supported and sponsored by the Sanhedrin or the priesthood. He had his own tent making, right? So, you know, I don't want to beat on the issue, but, you know, you get to that state in your day, like in your life, where just like you look forward to working out. That's like your alone time so that you could work out to know what it's feel like to feel weak physically, to be able to try to do a lift that you think you could do it, but you can't do it. And you try it and you're just like, ah. Oh. And then you keep at it. And then finally you could do a lift. You know, my son's 15. He's going to be 16 here in a week. And he's been lifting and the kid's ripped. You know, he's got a six pack that it's just like, I dream of. Right. But he's earning it every day in the weight room. You know, to the point where it's like, Dad, I need more weights. I was like, what? He's like, I need more weights. I was like, okay, that's a good problem. Let me go find you some weights. You know, but each of us need to come to that place where, how can I say it? You know, we have our devotions, right? You go to a quiet place to have quiet time, to have a quiet heart, right? Well, I think working out is a similar thing. Is you're spending time with the Lord. And I don't know if you do it, Adam. I don't know if a lot of people, is it Will? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if he does it, but before I work out, I pray, you know. I pray for strength. I pray for stick-to-ity in the sense of, Lord, I need you to help me finish this workout, you know? And I'm sure you've done it. You're like, all right, cool. I'm going to do this workout. And once you start it, you're like in the beginning quarter of it. You're like, oh, this is going to suck. Right?
Yeah.
And I think the workout you sent to me with 100 push-up releases or whatever, I'm like, damn, Adam. Ugh. You know, but I challenge accepted. I'm like, I'm going to get it done. I didn't like it the next day. I was like, oh, my shoulder surgery felt it. I was like, oh boy, you know, but I did it, you know. I'm thinking of starting off the new year by doing the Murph, you know, but I'm going to scale it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to scale it because I'm like, I don't want to be that sore, you know? So.
Well, I'll give you my three whys and then I'll close this out here. In no particular order, I guess. One of my whys is, you know, I want to be able to perform at work and still come home. You know, I watched a foot pursuit video today and it got my heart racing, man. Just thinking about being that guy, you know, like keep after it, man, keep after it. That guy's going to stumble or hit, you know, run into an obstacle and you're going to have your chance. And sure enough, he did. So, but he still got to go home at night. That's the biggest thing for me is I don't want to, if my life ends, if my life on this earth ends, I'm totally good with that. But I don't really want it to be at the hands of some turd, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one of them. Another one is, you know, I want to live like the Puritans did, Puritans did, where it's, you know, everything you do in your life is an act of worship. Mm-hmm. And since God gave me this body, I want to worship him in taking care of what he's provided me with. You know, nothing is more frustrating than when you give your kids something that costs you something and they don't take care of it because they could care less, right? It's just a thing. And granted, it is just a thing, but you know, God gave me this, I want to take care of it for him. And then finally, you know, they say, I've been told that 30 minutes of cardio is equivalent to being on a full dose of antidepressant, mm-hmm. but it's 100% natural. You know, there's no drugs coming from the outside. So that's another big reason, especially for the cardio stuff. You know, I was, you know, like you guys, I really enjoy lifting heavy things. You know, I'm kind of a meathead. It's easy. Lift everything, put everything down, move along. You know, there's that commercial somebody showed me. I lift things up and put them down, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what I enjoy doing. But, you know, when I learned about this whole antidepressant thing, you know, if you've been doing this job for any length of time, you probably struggle with something. And certainly those endorphins after 30 minutes of some sort of, you know, not super high intense, but some sort of cardio is of huge benefit. So
yeah,
my three whys.
So no, I think those are good whys. That reminded me of that quote by Charles Wesley, you know, right? That says, "Lord, let me not live to be useless."
Yeah.
John Wesley, not Charles, the brother. And, you know, the whole fitness aspect of it I shared this with a group of guys that were pastors in Orange County that I was doing a boot camp for free. And you know, again, pastors don't make a lot of money, and it's not like I was making the money as a trainer at the time, but I offered to, you know, give them a jump start and let them do boot camps. And I did it for free for, I think, like 6 weeks. Within 6 weeks, like, I think I had like started with a dozen and eight continued to stay. Combined weight loss was, you know, in 8 weeks over, it was almost 300 pounds, you know, and it's just basic stuff. And something that I've learned is when you do fitness with family or friends, there's more of a stick-to-ity, you know, you bond stronger, better, you know, and you keep each other more accountable. But something about, you know, I share with them was, you know, Samson, who was chosen by God, didn't listen to the Lord, right? And he was obviously took his strength for granted, you know, and when he fell at the hands of beautiful Delilah, you know, he was brought to nothing. And his last prayer was that God would redeem him, you know, while he was at the post, right? And he just asked the Lord to give him this one last chance to bring the house down on the Philistines, right? I think as humans, not even Christians, but more so as Christians, I think we take for granted our health here in the States. You know, you look at most third world countries, they don't have the food like we do. They don't have the resources like we do. So, and we take it for granted, you know, and, you know, like I can't afford a gym membership. Well, walk. I can't afford to buy fitness workout gear. Push-ups and squats, that's all you need. Go to a park and do pull-ups, you know? And because if you don't have that internal drive of wanting to stay fit, then find somebody to do it with, right? And that's where I think the CrossFit community makes the church, in a sense, look bad. I think they do some things in the community better than the church. You know, they somehow they found how to encourage someone to get healthy, you know, where I think the churches could have done better is that, you know, to encourage, you know, as a pastor, I've always envisioned churches to have a gym on the side, you know, and, you know, so that why? It's our bodies are houses of worship, right? And I don't see why, you know, we can't have like a fitness area for churches to, you know, get strong. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, tire slipping and things like that. It could be a basketball court. It could be a tennis court. You know, what's the new thing right now? Not wiffle ball, but it's like, it's not ping pong. It's not tennis. It's like
pickleball.
Pickle. Yeah. You know, that's, I know a lot of people that are addicted to that, you know, so be it. You know, my father-in-law, man, that guy's a beast. He puts on thousands of miles every year mountain biking. You know, and so that's his thing. And I think, you know, cops and firefighters, they got to find something, you know, whether it's running, whether it's cycling, whether it's hiking, whether it's, you know, CrossFitting, whether it's, you know, going to the gym and staying fit. Like, you know, I know a lot of cops and firefighters that are into that, you know, the physical fitness modeling, you know, the physique.
Yeah, not me, but yeah.
But there are those, right?
Yeah.
And you can't blame them because when crap hits the fan and they need to act and they need to install some strength. Now, I think for cops and firefighters, strength-based training, I think, is better versus, you know, like endurance cross-country training. Because, you know, no amount of cardio is going to help you fight against some giant fat dude that wants to kill you. You need some strength, you know. But at the same time, if you're going to be going on a foot chase and it's longer than 100 yards, I hope your cardio is good too, you know. So, but I think your reasons of why is phenomenal too. I think they're great because you want to go home to your family, you know, and, you know, you want your life to count. You want everything that you do to be an act of worship. You know, I know you ministered to me when I was in Colorado where I wasn't motivated to work out at one season. And I was kind of in a slump of, I think, depression myself. And you're like, make your workout as an act of worship, you know? And I'm like, shoot, that's why, like, I've been praying that before I work out. I'm like, Lord, as I work out, keep me injury free. Help me burn off the food that I just ate, you know, and help me to be stay active.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so.
Cool. Got to have your whys.
Train if your life depends on it, because it does.
Yeah. I'll put a link in the notes. Father in heaven, thank you for this chat. Thank you for giving us what we have. We know that we were bought at a price. And I know that one day you'll give us glorified bodies and we won't even have to worry about it anymore. But until then, just help us to find our why and put you first. And take care of what you've given us. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Folks, if you know, if you got limitations and stuff like that, just do what you can with what you have. That's all we can help. Any of us can do, right? And thanks for tuning in. I think next week maybe we'll talk some prophecy, because Mike's brain's already going to be kind of tuned for that. So I think we'll maybe talk some prophecy. And that should be super easy, because, man, if you guys aren't seeing what's going on around you, well, you probably got your head in the sand. So, and maybe we can, maybe more so, we'll be able to link some things with biblical citation, you know, things you're seeing in the world. Maybe we can relate that back to what the Bible says and why we are in fact living in the last days. So anyway, God bless y'all. Reach out to us if you got prayer requests. And yeah, if you're a YouTuber, like and subscribe.
Yeah.